This is the Live Feed. It's your connection to live music and entertainment in Winona. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.
On today's Live Feed, we'll be talking with the Hillary Reynolds Band, a pop folk group from Boston, Massachusetts. All members of the band attended Berklee College of Music and have been playing together since 2009. They will tell us a little about their experience with writing, touring, and performing their music.
My name is Hillary Reynolds, and I am originally from Wisconsin and moved out to Boston and grew a band, pretty much. And it's just the four of us. It's me on piano, vocals, and mandolin. Jeff on ukulele, as you can kind of hear in the background, and drum kit, and now organ, pedal, bass, string, synths, stuff, so his feet are dancing the whole time. And Trevor on cello and background vocals, and then Benjamin on vocals and acoustic guitar.
Cool. So you say you grew a band. Could you describe how that happened?
Well, first, I would say I met Trevor back in Wisconsin, and we connected that way. And we didn't start making music until I was out in Boston. And then I met Jeff, and we started making music together in the summer of 09, busking in the Boston Commons and stuff. And then Trevor and I started writing together, and then I put those two people together, and it was the three of us and some other people at the time. And then Ben came along and asked if he could play bass initially for the group. And he became the guitar player over some time, and we all are now.
Cool. So, did you play music before this band? Like, when did you start? What did you start with?
I started singing, or if you could call it that, singing, when I was really, really little. And I always had music around me. I guess my family made that a point, and it was something that I was immediately attached to, and it was a very natural thing for me to develop.
Cool.
A love for.
So what's your music really about? Like, what is behind your music? Or is it really just plain old music for listening, or is there some sort of message you're bringing to us? Or?
There's a few messages. I focus a lot on relationships. I focus a lot on how to view yourself, and I hope that what comes across when we perform live is that we're able to make you feel comfortable enough as a listener to be open and explore your own emotions through our songs. And all we are really are mirrors, and you know, we want you to see yourself and listen to yourself.
So do you write the songs for the band, or do your other bandmates help you? Or
yeah, it's a big collaborative effort. I write some of them, and then 100% of the time we arrange it together, and then there are other times where it's like two of us start off with writing a seed of a song, and then we bring it to the group, and then there could be three of us at a time writing a song, or four of us. It's like every match possible.
Thank you guys for listening. We're going to play some music for you tonight. My name is Trevor Jarvis, and this is the Hillary Reynolds Band.
I'm not afraid to die. Thank you. Thank you so much. We're the Hillary Reynolds Band, and we are actually on tour all the way from Boston. And we routed this tour a while back, and I'm happy to say that we made it to Winona. We took a very scenic drive from Minneapolis. It was absolutely gorgeous. We even had to stop along the way and look at, what is it? What lake was it?
Mississippi River.
The river. Yeah, it was the Mississippi River, but there was a lake too. It was beautiful. Anyway, you're gonna hear a bunch of originals tonight, and this next one's called Keep On Driving. The sky is about to crack, but I hold tears back. Moving forward towards the new, bringing everything I have. I have letters without the words, a map without a road, a mind with no vision at a crossroads, veiled with doubt. Keep on driving, pulse is beating strong. Keep on driving, future's in the dawn. I'm gonna keep on driving till I get where I belong. Thank you.
Did you guys want to jump in on the interview?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure.
Could you say your name, son?
I'm Trevor. I play cello and I sing backup vocals.
Okay.
My name is Ben. I sing and I play guitar.
Okay, cool. Is there anything you guys would like to share about the band?
It's definitely the most excited I've been about a musical project in my life, of which I've been involved in many. Everything from, like, I grew up as a classical cellist and played everything from orchestras to string quartets in that world, and then, like, went to Berklee College of Music and started experimenting with all sorts of styles. But I played in a metal band with cello for a while. But out of all the stuff I've done, this is definitely the thing it feels like it's most me and, like, most excited about the prospects of it going forward. So it's really great writing and playing with all these guys. We click pretty well.
So your influences come from classical, metal, and probably a bunch of other stuff too, right?
Yeah, I've always loved singer-songwriter kind of stuff, folk music. My parents listen to all sorts of things. I like bluegrass sometimes, all sorts. So yeah, lots of stuff. My training was definitely classical growing up and stuff on my instrument.
Cool. How about you two? What are your influences?
I started on bass, actually. Bass, guitar, and upright bass. Mostly jazz in high school. And then coming to Berkeley, I started broadening out and started writing songs. But, you know, I've also played in metal bands like Trevor and you know, Jeff has as well, Jeff the drummer, and other rock and funk and fusion projects as well. And I've never really done the orchestral thing, but I've been interested in it lately. Maybe get into that at some point in time.
How about you, Hillary? What are some of your influences?
I would say my parents. Mm-hmm. I grew up in my family. My dad's side of the family had a family band, and they still do, and cool. I always get to play with them at pretty awesome bars.
Nice.
And whatnot. And then I also grew up playing viola, so I was in orchestras and did choir, mm-hmm. did musicals, and I drew a lot of inspiration. Just also a new thing is just like from a lot of my friends who are songwriters and are creating music as well. They're really inspiring, and I think that a lot of them, like, it's this really cool relationship where we keep each other going,
mm-hmm.
and that camaraderie is a new exciting asset, I think.
So all kind of influences coming from all over the place.
It
seems like you guys have a lot of extreme musical experience, which is good.
It's pretty versatile. I mean, Jeff, actually, back home, and he's from Michigan, he'll play in a church band sort of thing, and like I think he and I went through a phase of listening to even Christian music like in middle school and stuff, and he plays metal in a metal group as well, and so it's
three
really
different metal influences. That's
it's really crazy. And I've recently gotten into Breaking Benjamin.
Oh yeah.
Which is a new
that
new
was
love
like my
of mine.
Favorite band in high school.
Cool. So yeah, really all over the map.
Well, it's good to have all that kind of influence.
That's yeah.
Really add to your music.
This next song is actually the title track. Well, not the title track. Wow, the first track off of our full-length CD that we just released this year. It's called When I'm Dreaming. Sleep shorts on when the lights go out. My mind turns on, it's the only way to go another day.
Thank you.
Thank you. I want to take a moment to introduce everyone here. This is Trevor Jarvis. This is Benjamin Kopf, and this is Jeff Hale. And Jeff is doing a fancy little dance. This is actually the first show where he's doing it, but he's playing bass with his spare foot as if he's not doing enough already, which is insane, right? So even though you can't really see, he's dancing back there.
And feel free to come up and watch him creepily if you want to. He likes it, I promise.
He likes it, yeah. Mm.
Jeff also plays ukulele.
One of ours, and it's called Carry My Burden.
You guys tour a lot?
We've started to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How long have you been touring for then?
Well, this is it's kind of like this is the second year in a row we've done the sort of the summer touring thing. Our sort of the way we approach it now is sort of heavy touring in the summer, and then during the rest of the year, for various reasons, people having been in school, finishing up school, having teaching jobs and other stuff going on with music, we like spend the rest of the year sort of writing music and making records and then playing like weekend stints of shows when we can, like a little bit more locally, you know, to Boston, that is. Boston, New York City, Northern New England, Vermont, New Hampshire, even Pennsylvania. But we're playing all year, but the bulk of the, you know, the extended stints on the road are in the summer.
Mm-hmm. What kind of venues are you used to playing? A lot of coffee shops or bars or just everything?
It ranges. Like, we play festivals, we play coffee shops, farmers markets.
Mm-hmm.
Living rooms.
High
schools, colleges, yeah.
Have you played any really, like, just wacky venues or anything really
What's
strange?
The craziest one? I don't know. That's the top of
well,
my
for
head.
Us, we just played a bluegrass festival a couple of months ago.
Yeah.
We're not really bluegrass, but we have enough influence that it kind of worked out and people there really loved it.
But the crowd was really receptive.
It was
anyone
awesome.
Who loves bluegrass will love any music with mandolin in it, you know?
Yeah,
so that was a little unorthodox, but I mean, I don't know, other than that, we played a gig at Six Flags recently, a few days ago.
Yeah, Six Flags, yeah.
Which Six Flags was that?
In New York.
Great Escape in upstate New York.
Cool. That was kind of crazy.
They have an artist series.
A ton of people? Or?
It was weird.
Yeah.
I don't know. It was interesting because everyone's like really amped to go on all these roller coasters and, you know, people are passing by and stopping and listening and then going getting food, coming back and... Then the characters, like Sasquatch was behind us for a while. It was a little awkward.
It's kind of a weird combination of a lot of things.
Didn't feel real.
Was on a weekend in the summer, so there's certainly a lot of people passing through. It was, you know, sometimes people would stop and listen for a few songs, or they would stay for longer, or they would just walk by and say, hey, cool guys.
Thank you guys so much. I'm getting a lot of really awesome energy from you. It's really awesome.
So as Hillary mentioned, most of the stuff we're playing tonight is on our full-length record, which is available for sale over there if you are interested in like the music. There's also a mailing list and all that fun stuff. Yeah, this next song actually is not, however.
This next song is called Crossing the Line. I call it the bathtub song because I wrote it in a bathtub. Lover, could you stay a little longer? Stay until the birds start to cry. There's nothing but the wind in the shadows. They're waiting for your breath outside.
Thank you.
stay a little longer. Stay until my tears are dry. Cause I don't wanna fall asleep alone tonight. Thank you. This next song is our single, and we have a music video for it. It's called Leave No Trace.
Blurring days together, one sip at a time, we drove north.
So what do you guys love most about doing this, playing together, touring, recording?
Well, I think that they're all very, very different. Like, recording is a completely different mindset than going out on the road. When you're recording, you're trying to just cultivate the best version of whatever song, you know? And it's like, in a way, giving birth to something.
Mm-hmm.
And that whole process is really time consuming and like can cause you to be a hermit for a while.
Yeah. How many albums have you recorded together?
Well, we have our EP, it's called First Loves, and then we just released our first full length album, which is called Since September. We released that back in February, and so we're kind of using this tour to promote that, as cool. well as our new music video that'll be coming out.
Very cool.
So,
do you have more than one music video? Do you have some already?
We have one. We have one that is our single, Leave No Trace. And then we wrapped up a crazy shoot for
our next release. It's going to be Good As New, and that'll be at the end of July or early August.
So what's filming a music video like? What's behind that? Writing it and just pulling all that together?
Yeah, I mean, especially like doing it independently, we're like sort of responsible for the whole thing, like scripting it. Us and the video producer worked a lot together, especially on this second video. There was a lot more work on like a storyboard and whereas the first video was basically just the band as the on-screen talent, this includes a couple of actors, a couple of extras, and like it really required more planning in terms of the storyboard. And actually we constructed the entire set for where the band's playing ourselves. We built like a what looks to be like a cardboard room where
it
the band's
really
it's
awesome.
Neat it
yeah,
we think
cool.
it's pretty original. And so that, the cool thing about doing it all yourself is that you really can take ownership of every part of the process and feel like, wow, we did all of that ourselves.
Nice.
It's cool. But it's definitely a project.
And so, it's sleep depriving.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
For sure.
Take me out to the edge of the earth. Drop me off a cliff. Watch me float. Skies grant me one more wish to then sail beneath the starlit sky. The sun took my time, a little bit confused, unsettled in my mind. Ideas of you took me a while to say yes or no.
So Hillary likes the key of D flat a lot, which is not a good key for string instruments, but it's pretty.
send me pictures of adventures from far away. Send me letters and other treasures you always planned to save. Even though your hair is different, I have a grin that's still the same. The same smile that warms my heart. Love is written all over my face. I tell myself it's too late. I know the way you look and talk, and I wanna know the way you move. And I never wanna only so much we can do, and I never want to leave without you. My girl is not pretending, and I'm never changed. And now I'm far seeing, every block is a cage. You saw right through me, became a mirror that showed a fool.
So what's that song called, and is that one out yet?
Good as New. It's available on iTunes, but the music video will be available for viewing hopefully like by the beginning of August.
Okay.
We'll be posting and setting a date in a couple weeks to come. So
we'll have to keep an eye out for
it. Yeah, we'll do yeah. You'll probably, if you're keeping any eye out for us at all, you'll see we'll probably do a pretty big internet push for the release
cool.
of that. So
yeah.
So where can people find you on the internet then?
Facebook, Twitter.
Name your social network.
Yeah, honestly, you can search us. We're searchable.
And then HillaryReynoldsBand.com.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So HillaryReynoldsBand.com.
Good looking site. We recently had it redone, and we're really happy with it.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Cool. So what's in the future for you guys? What do you plan on doing? Do you just keep touring, or do you have any plans?
Well, I'm actually going to be doing a project for my breast cancer foundation. In September, I'm going to be going to a studio and recording live piano and voice with a string quartet.
Oh, that sounds nice.
And then through that, that'll, I think, be like just a month-long process. And once I get through that, we'll be able to figure out what's next. But that'll be like the next focus. And it will take all of the energy and work to get it done in a timely fashion. So, yeah.
So are you all just going to be playing music till you die, the whole rest of your lives? I mean, maybe not together, but...
We're definitely going to be playing it, that's for sure.
Definitely.
Was there anything else you'd like to add?
Well, we just wanted to thank KQAL. Thank you for coming to the Acoustic Cafe and being with us before we play and staying with us to listen.
All right, well,
it's been
a lot of fun. Thanks for taking the time to interview with us, and good luck on your show.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There was a time when love brought us to shore safely with the tide. After years of storms and drawn out fears, when love was sinking in lies, thought you were barely treading water. Had to carry your weight, caught myself drowning, and made a clean break. Love was our barricade. Only got in the way. Love was our barricade. Only got in the way. But if I let you go, will I ever love?
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. KQAL is recording this show for us tonight, which is really exciting. It's Winona State University, and we did an interview before our set, and it was a lot of fun. It's always fun to do radio interviews. We've done a couple here, there, and I was actually a radio DJ at one point during school. We all went to Berklee College of Music in Boston, or are still attending. And yeah, it's a lot of fun to be able to share our catalog with you all, because we've never met any of you. And we hope that you're enjoying what you're hearing. We have one more song to share with you. We're gonna end on a slightly less sad note. This one is about a balloon and a kite falling in love, and it's called Balloon and Kite. But before we play a song, I wanted to say thank you very, 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 very much for being here. We are so grateful to be able to share our music with this space, and hope that you've enjoyed what we've had to offer you. So thank you. We're the Hillary Reynolds Band, Balloon and Kite. Much. We're the Hillary Reynolds Band, and we thank you very much for listening. Good night.
Thanks again to the Hillary Reynolds Band for talking with us and sharing their music. More information on the band can be found on Facebook or at the band's website, hillaryreynolds.com.
Thanks for listening to The Live Feed. The Live Feed is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information on tonight's show, visit us at kqal.org.